Oh, what up, everybody? It's Kevin Reeves, as if you didn't know. And it's been a damn long time since I posted here on Audio Boom. I wonder if I posted before it became Audio Boom the last time. I'm not even sure. I don't even know why I haven't posted in a while. I just, you kind of get onto a service and then you somehow just get distracted with something else, and I'll try to remedy that, and hopefully keep things interesting. But it's Friday morning. I'm still laying in bed. I have this weird ritual a lot of times where I just kind of get up and just mess around with the phone for about an hour, read Twitter, and check up on different things. And I just kind of got it in my head, oh, what's going on Audio Boom? What are my people saying? And it's cool. It's like audio Twitter, man. You just kind of go into the posts tab and you just kind of look at the, the most recent stuff of your followers and the things you learn. Like, I didn't know that there was this app called Rolling Ruler, suggested by a guy named Hi-Fi George out of Canada. And Rolling Ruler is an app that lets you flip your iPhone end over end across an object that you're measuring, and it will measure it. So that's pretty sweet. I want to try that. There's now an R2-D2 Bop-It. That's pretty cool. I think I need to go grab that. So the things you learn from people on Audio Boom, that's why it is a worthwhile service. So what's been going on? Well, I'm launching a podcast, like a real one this time. It's like going to be an audio journal, and I invite you to go over to kevinreeves.net and check out the latest blog post in my latest news heading, where you can learn about my reasonings for doing so. And I'm not going to repeat myself over here, so just go check it out. You can play it right from the page, so you don't have to download nothing. We make it real simple. You can just play it right there. And there will be an iTunes feed, but it is episode zero. It's kind of the beta episode where I'm kind of talking about what I'm going to do. And it's going to be fun. And I'll try to edit together a little highlights reel, per episode, for Audio Boom, because I can't do, I've only got 10 minutes, and I don't really trust Audio Boom as an RSS feed manager. I'd rather trust my own website, so I don't pay for the 30 minutes, which gives me a podcast feed for iTunes. I just don't find that to be something I want to try. I'd rather use a trusted source like Blueberry Podcast or Blueberry PowerPress running in WordPress on my own server, which I am currently doing. So, plus I can attach a blog post to it, and it's easy to have comments and everything. So my Audio Boomers will get a cool little highlights reel every week. But it's going to be me with a microphone and just whatever I decide to do, whether it's like highlights from recording sessions or whatever I'm working on. Try to make it interesting. Commentary on things. My crazy skewed opinions on stuff. Listener feedback. I love interacting with people. So I'm not going to reiterate myself, but check out episode zero. What do I got today? Stuff. I've got to do a recording session, vocals, today for a client. I use a service called Air Gigs. I absolutely love it. About an hour and a half's worth of work, 2 hours worth of work, and I make, roughly $90, so $45 an hour. Can't beat it. I got to do that today. I'm tempted to make a trip to the 4 Points Sheraton here in Kalamazoo, where I will visit the ACB of Michigan exhibits. I want to go over there and just kind of see what's what other Michigan vendors of blind services and products there are, because I'm not aware. And say hi to Jay from good old Blind Bargains and AT Guys. We live in the same town. It's been so long I haven't posted. I moved to Kalamazoo, Michigan, to be closer to my teaching job, which I no longer have. Well, which was put on hold until the new year. So I've been playing in a country band as a job until then. But yeah, Jay from AT Guys / Blind Bargains / the BB Cast, or we're neighbor, and we're both kind of busy people. So like whenever I'm available, he's out of town, or if he's available, I'm gigging or something. So we try to hang out occasionally, but we're just kind of on opposite schedules sometimes. But he's a good guy. So I might go over there and check things out, give something for me and the dog to do today. Always look for excuses to interact and work with the dog. Sometimes I wish I had an office to go to every day where I could work, because then me and him would be getting out more. But so we'll go over there and do that. I have a gig tonight. I don't take my dog to the gigs. I feel like the bar crowd is just... The minute you get alcohol and people together, the IQ just goes down, especially if there's a dog in the room. And plus, it's a little loud, and I just really am sensitive to my dog's hearing and well-being. So I know there are people in our community that are all about the dog and the chick magnet. Ah, take my dog to the bar where all the chicks are. Not only do I think that's irresponsible, but it's like, what is your dog for? You know, I mean, it's just, it doesn't make sense to me, but I'm very, very, you know, overly cautious about my dog's well-being. Cause I'm really, I'm just an uber dog lover. I mean, almost to a fault. So that's probably on me. So yeah, maybe me and my boy will go over there to Sheraton. They got great wings in their hotel restaurant. So I just got to figure out, you know, it's on the other side of town and Uber might be a little expensive. And honestly, to be very frank, I don't know the busing system in this town the way I'd like to. So, I should figure that out, but out of hell with it, I might just Uber over there. For S&Gs, as they say. Because why the hell not? Anyway, I hope you guys have a great weekend. And stay tuned for episode 1 of KevCast's highlight reel coming to you probably next week sometime. And I'll post other updates as I see fit. So you guys have a great day. And peace out. If the damn thing will shut off. Pause recording. There it goes.